I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Smokey's World is a new documentary from director Luke Galati that follows the journey of Kamani Bent, a highly touted basketball prospect striving for a Division I scholarship. Kamani speaks about his upbringings in Regent Park, as well as coping with the murder of his brother, Javonte Smart, who was known professionally as the emerging Toronto rapper Smoke Dogg. As Bent prepped for his AAU season to put his game on display for college scouts, the year was cancelled by the onset of COVID-19. Despite the setback, he continued to develop his skill set and maintain hope that he can play basketball at the next level. Today, Luke Galati discusses the production of Smokey's World, navigating through COVID-19, and capturing this important transition in Kamani's basketball journey.
So my name is Luke Galati, and I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I'm currently a master's student at Ryerson or X University, where I'm studying documentary media.
Right. Awesome. So for this doc, how did you first come up with the idea?
Definitely. So for this film project of mine, I actually came across an article that was in sportsillustrated.com, and there's a story on a young man named Kamani Bent, and I kind of was interested at first just because I knew the music of his older brother, Smoke Dogg, who tragically was killed to gun violence in Toronto. And I just thought Kamani's story about how he kind of overcame a lot of obstacles and also healed from the grief of his brother's passing was a really inspiring story. And also me being from Toronto and being a big basketball fan and being someone who loves the sport, loves playing the game and loves telling stories within the game, I thought that this was a great opportunity to shine a light on a story that I thought deserved to be told.
And how did you first make the connection with Kamani?
So I just actually I just found his social media, his Instagram, and then sent him a direct message. So it was pretty simple. I saw that we had some mutual acquaintances and contacts in the basketball community that we both knew of, so I'm sure that maybe made it a little less intimidating for him to be reached out to me by. And just had a conversation, and then we had a phone call where I kind of asked him some questions. We got to know each other a little bit. I told him about my intentions. And then about a month later, we ended up filming the piece, and I'm proud of what we ended up being able to bring together.
Can you tell me a bit more about, I guess, like the filming process, how it was, you know, I guess navigating around COVID-19 and just trying to get the information and the shots you wanted?
Definitely. So I guess just like Kamani, the basketball player who we feature in the film, this was like right at like kind of one of the really kind of treacherous times in COVID, when the numbers were like pretty high and there was no vaccine at the time. So I guess like just even like the act of getting a film crew together and limiting the crew size and making sure that we stayed outside and that we all wore masks, and it was definitely a change to what I was used to. And one little kind of story about just how COVID really impacted this production was the film that I made where we told Kamani's story kind of inspired me, because I started thinking about how many other basketball players from Toronto whose stories I knew who have been impacted by gun violence. And it actually inspired me to try and make a larger series on basketball players from Toronto who've been impacted by gun violence. And I actually got some funding from Ryerson to tell more stories, but I just decided that due to the pandemic and the numbers were going way up again, it was after the summertime when the numbers dipped a bit, I just decided that it'd be the most responsible thing to take a pause on these stories, because some of them aren't necessarily the most time sensitive, and they can be told in the future. So I just decided that I can tell them in the future. So in the future, I am hoping to make a series of six stories of Toronto basketball players who've been impacted by gun violence. And Kamani's film that I made, which is going to be in the Regent Park Film Festival, which is available now to watch, is the first one that really inspired me to kind of start telling these types of stories.
I guess for you right now, like, why was it important to focus on Smoke Dog and that brotherly connection?
Definitely. I'd just say a lot of people know maybe about Smoke Dog through his music, and maybe people don't necessarily know like who he was as like a family person. So I think that's something that I wanted to kind of like tell and like get behind Kamani's story and really focus on that brotherly love, because it's a story that I didn't know about before before really getting to know Kamani. I actually didn't know that Smoke Dog had a big family. And it's been really encouraging too, just to hear some community members from Regent Park, but also I know some of Kamani's family even DM'd me saying that they're really excited to watch the film and that they're excited for it to be part of this festival. And yeah, I'm just really honored to be able to tell this story. And I think that sometimes when we also see big figures or like figures that are like celebrities or people who are in the limelight, we sometimes don't necessarily think of the connections that they have with their own family. And I think it's important to kind of tell those stories. And I think that's what we tried to do in the film.
Mm-hmm. And with this film and with the people you've been speaking to, why was it important, I guess, for you to also kind of reach out to the Regent Park community and have like this story that I know it's so grounded in like that really tight-knit community?
Definitely. I think it's really important because I think like as a storyteller and someone who tells people's stories, I think that if the stories that I'm telling don't get told to that community, I think that it's almost, that would be like a huge shame. And I think that I want my stories to be able to be told to the communities that these stories are from. And I think the Regent Park Film Festival is a great way for stories to be told that maybe sometimes don't get as much attention, or maybe are stories that are different than traditional narratives through media. So I think that we tried to kind of personalize a subject that maybe has been seen through the news. And I think that's one of the powers of documentary media, is that you can really take a step back and look at the bigger picture and get to know people on a personal level in an in-depth way. Even if the film I made was only 7 minutes, I think that it did provide something that, you know, traditional media may not be able to execute on.
Mm-hmm. And I guess like when you created this film, was there really that intention to have it for the Regent Park Film Festival?
Definitely. When I created this film, I definitely thought that the Regent Park Film Festival would be a great place to screen it at. And I was actually debating for a while whether to just put it online so people could watch it right away, but I intentionally held on to it because I thought that getting it into a festival like the Regent Park Film Festival would, you know, maybe open doors or would allow for the film to be celebrated more. And I thought that it was a perfect place for it. I'd been part of the Regent Park Film Festival for a previous work that I've made called Eastern. And I had a great experience. That one was in person, which was really special. And yeah, I think the Regent Park Film Festival is like a perfect place to showcase this work.
Luke provides an update on Kamani's journey. Despite missing a season of basketball in his development, the high school star continued to work towards earning a scholarship amid the challenges brought forth by the pandemic.
Definitely. So Kamani is actually playing at a junior college in America right now. And he's playing basketball there while also getting his education. So that's where he is. And Mike Simonetta, who was also one of his coaches and mentors, he's now an NBA agent. And yeah, that's an update on where they're at right now. And I guess one thing that kind of stood out to me when we were filming this film on Kamani was it was very much a time of uncertainty. COVID hit. He couldn't showcase his talents in front of coaches. And he was really trying to find his next step. And I think we kind of documented a special time in his life. And I think sometimes those moments of uncertainty is when you can really reveal someone's character. And he just stayed working hard. He was training, and he ended up getting a scholarship to play basketball in America at the junior college level, which is a real achievement. And yeah, I'm just really, really proud of him. And I'm grateful that I was able to tell this story.
For the people that, I guess, like, they haven't watched this yet, what would you like to leave them with for this doc?
Definitely. I guess what I'd like to leave them with is just, I guess some people might know, like, who Smoke Dog is, and they might know his music. And I guess I just want them to know more about, like, this family connection that he had, and how much him and his brother had love for each other and still do have love for each other. So I think I just want them to know just that connection that they had together. And also, I think I would just like them to know that, you know, there are so many amazing basketball players that are coming from Toronto. And I guess despite maybe things being difficult for a lot of people through the pandemic, you know, this is a story that in the end, it did have a positive twist to it, with Kamani still achieving his goal of becoming a collegiate basketball player in America. So those are just some messages that I hope the audience leaves with.
Are there any other final thoughts you would like to add?
No, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. I think that, you know, local radio stations are really important, and the work that you're doing is really important. And just thank you for giving me this platform to tell more about this story. You know, it really means a lot to me. So thank you. It's available till, I believe, December 2nd. So yeah, just, you can stream it online for free. It's available to watch online. And hopefully in future years, you know, this will be in person, and we'll get back to some more normalcy. But, you know, for now, I think it's a great opportunity. There's some, I read all about the other films that are in the festival. There's some really great films that are screening right now. And yeah, it's a great way to just have some entertainment that won't break the bank. So yeah, I'm just grateful that people will be able to watch the film.
I guess as of right now, is there anybody, like, I guess in your crew you'd like to shout out, or anyone?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a lot of people in my crew. So first I wanted to give a shout out to my partner Aisha, because without her, this film really wouldn't have been able to happen. And also cinematographer Eric Rowe, who I've worked with on several films. He's been amazing. He's also a Ryerson graduate. As well, current Ryerson student, Max Mezzo. He's a film student. He put a lot of effort into this film, and he was a huge help, and he also edited the project. So he did a great job. And yeah, it was just a great team effort, really. Felicia Jimenez did a great job as the production manager. Armin, who's also a sports media student, helped out on the project as well. And yeah, I'm just hoping that as we move forward, we can tell more stories that that really matter in the city. And that's my goal, and that's what I want to do as a filmmaker. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Smokey's World is part of the Faces of Resistance series for this year's Regent Park Film Festival. The festival is available online until Thursday, December 2nd. Luca Latti's other works include Eastern, a full-length doc about the Eastern Commerce Collegiate Institute, its basketball program, and the school's closure in 2015. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.